here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Profile Print founder Alan Lai is a pioneer in digital food identity as a service, IDASS, which uses AI-driven portable analyzers to gather complex molecular data from ingredient samples. The result is a digital fingerprint that establishes the identity and predicts the quality of rice, grains, seeds, including coffee and cocoa, tea leaves, spices, and oils. Alan explains that the objective is not to replace tasters who manually evaluate hundreds of cups daily, combining art and skill beyond the existing technology. The hyperspectral analysis is comparable to an off-site lab, but buyers and sellers benefit most from combining an organoleptic assessment to create a model of just what they want. The sellers create a model of what they have to offer in the digital marketplace, where matches can be made in milliseconds. The analyzers also reduce repetitive and mundane tasks like screening out undesirable samples before the meticulous preparation required for cupping. Quote, "Our clients view Profile Print as an apprentice who's ready to learn and helps complete tasks the same way we would have done them ourselves, freeing us up to focus on more complex tasks," said Alan. Quote, "Industry professionals don't enjoy mundane and repetitive tasks, but they still prefer to personally complete them as much as practically possible because it's difficult to rely on others when they are ultimately still held responsible," he said. "Trusting and training an apprentice takes years without the certainty that it will succeed." Gentlemen, thank you for joining the call. Sherman, will you explain how this works?
Yeah, so Sherman here. So I look after all the technology here at Profile Print. Nice to meet you, Dan and Ravi. Let me just say up front that we've always hyped about AI and machine learning and data science and all that, right? What still is critical for all of us to understand, okay, about AI is that it's just like a novice, okay, a beginner. So in the tea industry, you can think of it as yourself 20, 30 years ago when you started tasting tea, learning to appreciate tea, getting involved in the industry. AI is like so. It's like a little child is learning. Now, so this AI, therefore, right, needs to see things. Okay, it needs to taste tea. It needs to taste coffee. Just as it has tasted coffee before, it has to taste the tea. But unlike humans, we taste with our tongue. When we taste with our tongue, the tea liquor sends the signals through our tongue to the brain. Okay. And these are electrical signals as well. The brain processes it and gives us the impression, okay, this tea is aromatic. This tea is fragrant. It has some flowery notes. This one has some earthy notes. Okay. And that one has some fruity notes and so on and so forth. Now, what the AI does and what Profile Print technology does before the AI itself is to also undergo that same tasting process. Instead of using a tongue to taste, you might have heard about electronic tongues before, okay? They attempt to biomimic the tongue. But in this case, our little AI novice attempts to taste the tea using its eyes. It's using light signals. All right, but mind you, the light signals that this analyzer has goes beyond what we can see as humans. It goes into the infrared range. Therein lies the difference between just using color to look at, to appreciate tea, to evaluate tea, and going beyond color to evaluate tea. Now, what happens is it's basically tasting with its eyes. It's using light, shining a lamp onto the tea samples. And when these signals bounce back, okay, and the tea would have modified these light signals in a certain way, just as our tongue interacts tea liquor. All right. This modified signals is unique to each sample. And therefore, we call this the fingerprint. Okay, the digital fingerprint of the tea. In other words, it also can be used, can be construed as the identity of the sample, the unique identity of this sample. Now, having tasted quite a number of these, and what I'm portraying right now is the training phase for some of our, what we call models, the AI models. Having tasted a number of tea samples, it will then learn to recognize certain patterns in all these fingerprints. And you, as the teacher, you would say, the first sample scores an 8.0 for aroma. The second one scores a 7.0 for aroma. The third one scores a 7.2 and so on and so forth. It could be aroma, fragrance, the astringency, so on and so forth. You as the teacher teaches it. Look, for this tea, we as professionals, as your teachers, are saying that it's this, and this. Okay, it's rated like so. And overall, it could be also considered, be regarded as grade A or grade B or grade C. Okay, now, having all this info on hand, the machine then learns. It recognizes the patterns that it has seen rather than tasted, it feeds. Okay, it feeds the taste. And then it then maps out a relationship between what it sees and what you have told the machine that the tea is. Okay, and from this relationship, it therefore then forms a model, which is, if you think about it, very similar to how us humans actually are tasting. When you started out, you would have had a mentor who would tell you that this is good tea and that is bad tea. Okay, and you have learned, okay, this is good, this is good. And when you taste something that you kind of not very sure, you will consult your mentor. Is this good or is this bad? And that mentor, he or she would have told you, okay, now this is actually bad. Then you would learn from it. Okay, and you would tune your own mental model as your experience accrues. This is exactly the same as how the AI in Profile Print works. All right. So as I mentioned, the main difference is between how it processes the tea. It sees the tea instead of having to brew the tea and taste it. And therein lies the efficiency gains that you see by using the AI. Okay.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying. And I think that's quite a clear point. Question. What you feed in, are you tasting to put in parameters into the machine, sample by sample, because what we are, our goal is to send these information to potential buyers. So what does the broker taste to give his buyer? Who's, there's a, between the garden and the buyer, there is a route from the garden to that buyer through a broker. That's one step. Then the broker has his own clients who are overseas and wherever. So he does another blend of those teas from different regions, different gardens. And all this is fed into different sections. Then there is the broker and the buyer and the ultimate end user in another country who's trying to buy the tea. Now, that end user is buying a blend of teas. He's buying a standard. So we are tasting different teas and doing our own parameters into this to make the sample, which may have about three different teas from three different regions. So where does this AI fit in?
Thanks, Ravi. So excellent. This is actually what I was going to talk about next. So where can we apply Profile Print in a nutshell? Now, where if I were to sum it up, Profile Print's intervention are where the decisions are made. All right. Now, it's important to also consider where the decisions are made. Who is making those decisions? So between the buyer and the seller, typically the buyer set the standard. All right. Now the seller himself, okay, may have a model after himself or his own panel of tasters. And this will give you an idea, okay, an idea of how your teas are tasting, okay, are like. Now, for the buyer typically would have their own standards that they adhere to. Okay, that their own panel of sensory experts, they adhere to a different standard from you. There is a mismatch here. All right, that we all understand. All right, that leads to the inefficiencies in the whole market. Profile Print can then do for you is to model the buyer. All right. Now, in the coffee industry, we have done this a few different ways. It could be that the buyer themselves also has a profile print system. They train their own models based on what they like. And they share, they have the potential to share this model with their sellers. All right. So basically, this simply states, using the profile print system, only sell me what the system is telling you that I would like. All right. So this helps the seller to then choose the samples that they know the buyers are more likely to accept. I won't say for sure. All right. There's always inaccuracies, but I would say it's more likely that the buyers would accept. Okay. But you as a seller, based on your own standard, and when you approach a new buyer whom you have no idea what the standards are like for, you could at least use your own standard, your own model, to generate a report, okay, that says, look, this one we graded as aromas, everyone is predicted as so, blah, blah, blah. And this is the report that I would like to share with you. Are you interested in this key sample? Okay, so here we have seen two sides of the same coin, two sides where profile print can be employed, the buyer side and the selling side. Now, you spoke about blending as well. And what we understood of blending, and this is where it gets a little bit complicated as well. When we do blending, we don't really measure in terms of, okay, now this tea that I'm going to blend is 7.0 or 6.5 or something like that. It's more of, okay, I have this blend, this target blend that I'm trying to copy, okay, or I'm trying to get to. Now, with a bunch of teas in my own database or my own library, I pick in order to emulate that taste. And I use my impression. I taste it, it has a little bit of floral, it has a little bit of fruity, the other one has a bit more astringency, and now I will piece them together in a certain proportion. And then I fine-tune it along the way as I evaluate my blends. Now, in this whole thing, there is no model. Okay, there is no model. There is just the impression you have of it, the mental image of it that you have, the taste map. Now, Profile Print can do something extremely similar. We call it the blend solution. All right, this blend solution is something of interest that our Sri Lanka partners have been looking at also recently. We are actually undertaking an experiment with them to validate this. Now, this works. How this works is like so. You basically will have scanned a number of tea samples, okay, that correspond to your library, or you could also, if you have willing partners, take the scans that they have. All right, this opens up a whole new world of possibilities where you can share your scans with everybody in a huge network. Everybody knows what everyone else has. We can create a lot of new blends that way. So with all these blends in your library, and all of them has the fingerprint ready and digitalized, it's immortalized in the cloud already. Now, using this, you just grab, and so the machine, what the algorithm does is to match, grab all these, and then it tries to permutate and combine them, okay, in order to create a new fingerprint that is made up of a blend of teas that is extremely similar to your target blend. So this is what we call the blend module, and this is what we have found to be extremely useful for a lot of people downstream of the supply chain, where they're all blending different things for a variety of purposes. In order to create a standard, different sources so that they can even out the inconsistencies in the supply chain by using substitutes, or to cost optimize by choosing teas or coffees that may confer the same taste to the blend, but cost lesser. All right. So we have some of these use cases already validated. So this is where it enters the realm of what we call unsupervised machine learning. There are no models to be built. It's just a mathematical combination of all these fingerprints, just like what you do when you are doing blending, just like we broke it down into numbers instead.
So Profile Print benefits growers and producers, but these tools are actually most helpful for buyers, right?
It took us quite a while, a couple of years to figure out, you know, at the end of the day, the buyer is the one that decides. Why do we say that? Because they are the ones that set the grades, and they are the one who pay the money. So if we can capture the buyer's attention and get them to say, why don't you build a model based on your acceptance criteria? So I said acceptance criteria, right? Because we know there's variance. You know, your samples, your actual arrival is going to be different. So it had to be quite a loose model that we built. And once we capture that, if they can convince the traders or even downstream to say that, okay, I'm using this profile print as my solution, as a standard, then downstream, the suppliers or traders will likely fall in line to say that, okay, no, it's the same as a moisture meter or a weighing machine, right? I want to use this brand. And I only will accept the standards if you use the same brand as my standard. So that's why in the last, I think, 6 months, we'll be working on solutions for the buyer side. Which means that once you set the buying criteria, this model can be deployed at the trader side, or you can go even downstream to the garden side. The fact of the matter is that at a garden level, you know, the use case is quite low. Like, because as I mentioned, the traders have to buy from different gardens, you know, and they blend it. So the gardens don't really have much power to say what they do. However, for us, what we, the solutions that come out is what we call match. But actually, match is more like a sourcing solution. Because at the end of the day, when the options, you know, you get 10,000 samples, 2,000 samples, how do they decide which are the ones to really cup and to bid for it? It's a lot is through experience and things like that. However, if they can have an inventory, a digital inventory of what that season or the harvest is going to be about, they can make the selection faster to fulfill the needs for their buyer. Because at the end of the day, whatever they do is actually fulfilling the needs for the buyer. Blend better, blend more consistent, so they get less rejection. So that's our goal, actually. We talk to the buyers, and hopefully the buyers can come together, or in the case of Sri Lanka, the Sri Lanka keyboard comes into play and say, okay, let's have a certain standard that before auction, let's capture it digitally. And then have the trader's model or have the buyer's model deployed and superimposed so that they can source much quicker and faster. Because there's no such thing as lousy tea, right? It's just different grades of tea for different prices. Exactly. So everyone will have a so-called some room in this whole ecosystem. That's our angle, actually. Service from the buyer standpoint and try to, I'll say, deploy it downwards, upstream towards the traders and eventually the gardens.
That's right. So so what I understand, it's we are targeting more as an audience, the traders or the buyers at auction. Yeah, yes. Yeah, and it's for them to transmit to the gardens what they're looking for.
Exactly, exactly. And all the gardens need to do is actually make a veil that seasons harvest digitally. Then they can match it using whatever models I can put on my platform. So our platform actually facilitates such things. So you can imagine one sample or one harvest, multiple buyers looking at this and then see which is the one that fit them the most. Then the purchase will be done more seamlessly and frictionless. That's the angle that you're trying to achieve.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company S.I. and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.